This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The smoke from dozens of wildfires in the western United States is stretching clear across the country and even pushing into Mexico, Canada, and Europe. While the dangerous plumes are forcing people inside along the west coast, residents thousands of miles away in the east are seeing unusually hazy skies and remarkable sunsets. The sun was transformed into a perfect orange orb as it set over New York City. Residents in the U.S. East Coast state of New Jersey described a yellow tinge to the overcast skies. Experts say the smoke poses less of a health concern for those who are farther away. Wildfire crews in the U.S. state of California and across the West admit to being exhausted as they have to respond to an incredible number of fires this season. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
California Governor Gavin Newsom puts it bluntly. This has been the worst fire season ever.
3.4 million acres, close to 8,000 fires.
Crews are walking off one fire just to be called in to battle a new blaze. Newsom says drought, climate change, and pests, not poor forest management, are to blame.
We are doing the kind of prescribed burns, doing the kind of thinning that has an environmental construct.
Human, mechanical, and financial resources are taxed to the breaking point at the state and federal level. Firefighters from as far away as Israel are involved in the fight. Government spending on fighting wildfires has more than tripled since the 1990s to an average of $1.8 billion each year. I'm Tim McGuire.
Hurricane Sally has killed at least one person, swamped homes, and forced to rescue hundreds. Storm crawled ashore near the Florida-Alabama line Wednesday with 105-mile-per-hour winds and rain that measured in feet instead of inches. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning the coronavirus pandemic is out of control, calling it the number one global security threat in the world today. During a news briefing with reporters, he called for global solidarity and making a future vaccine affordable and available to all. He makes a statement amid the growing coronavirus deaths and infections. More than 940,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19, while the number of global infections approaches a new milestone of 30 million. Meanwhile, the U.S. President Trump is predicting a coronavirus vaccine could be easily ready in the coming weeks, something that contradicts the government's top health experts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with those details.
President Trump, who's been promising warp speed in vaccine production, now says
we're on track to deliver and distribute the vaccine in a very, very safe and effective manner. We think we can start sometime in October.
That contradicts most medical experts and undermines Dr. Robert Redfield, who heads the Federal Centers for Disease Control, who said a vaccine can't be available on a widespread basis until next spring or summer.
I believe he was confused. I'm just telling you, we're ready to go.
President Trump also contradicted Dr. Redfield about the effectiveness of wearing a face mask. Democrat Joe Biden weighed in.
I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. Undersecretary of State Keith Krebs is scheduled to meet Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen and other senior officials when he settles down and after his arrival there. His visit follows the high-profile visit in August of U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar, who was the highest-level U.S. cabinet official to visit since a break in formal ties between the U.S. and Taiwanese government in 1979. This is when the U.S. accepted the One China policy with Beijing as its government. However, the U.S. has maintained unofficial ties with Taiwan since the official diplomatic break-in. It is the island's most important ally and provider of defense equipment. It's expected to participate in an economic dialogue with the Taiwanese government. Yoshihide Suga is officially Japan's new prime minister after being voted in by the country's parliament Wednesday. He appointed a cabinet and retained many of those who worked with his predecessor, Shinzo Abe. Suga, who was considered Abe's right-hand man, has pledged to pursue many of Abe's programs and economic strategy. He also said that during a news conference he wants to beef up Tokyo's alliance with the United States while establishing stable relationships with China and Russia. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.